Blog Talk Radio.
Well, when I think of his grace and his mercy.
Thank you.
It's that kind of day. It's Praise Break Friday. I hope y'all ready. December the 1st. See, I'm stuck. No, December the 1st, 2017. And Taking the Limits Off is on the air live from your West Side Studios located, yeah, that's right, atop the third floor of Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church, man. And I'm excited about it. I hope y'all are. Two, we got a good conversation today on this Praise Big Friday. Watch this. Influencing culture even when you're not in charge. Influencing culture even when you're not in charge. That's the topic of today's conversation. I hope y'all are ready for it. It's going to be fun. We're going to have a good conversation. Going to get serious, man, but it's good. And I just hope y'all are ready for it, man. It's going to be a good day. I'm excited. As always, it's your boy, your host, Ms. Danielle King. And I'm in the studio. Y'all know how Fridays go. I'm in here by myself, but it's all good. We're going to do what we got to do, and we're going to get this thing done. Amen. Let me give you the rundown real quick. If it's your first time watching or listening, I'm going to give you the rundown of how you can be a part of today's show. If you're already listening on the line, simply push 1, and you can be a part of today's broadcast. If you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 347-934-0546. Again, that's area code 347-934-0546. If you are on social media, you can tweet the show. Tweet the show at TTLO Radio. Again, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. We would love to hear from you that way. Amen. Again, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. We would love to hear from you via Twitter. If you want to follow us on Facebook, real simple, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. We would love to hear from you all that way. Again, that's facebook.com/TTLO Radio. We would love to hear from you all. That way as well. Amen. Okay, what's going on? I'm trying to do my invites and it ain't working. we're so glad, just happy to have y'all here. I think I set this up the wrong way on Facebook. I tried something different. This is what happens when you try stuff different at the last minute. Anyway, we're so excited, man, about it. Also, you can email the show. Email the show, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. Send me that information again, Tanya, because I don't have it in front of me. Can you send it in the link so I can open it up? Thank you. Takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net is the email address. We would love to hear from you all via the email. Again, that's taking limits off at Comcast.net. And then the live streams are up and running, right? Yeah, the live streams are up and running. Ustream.tv, Ustream.tv. You can find us right there, Ustream.tv. Just please do a simple search on your Ustream account. There we go. There go the invite. Ustream.tv, you can find us right there. We would love to hear from you all that way. And then Facebook Live. Facebook Live is up and running. Facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Again, Facebook Live, we are up and running. Facebook.com/TTLO Radio. We would love to hear from you that way. And then last but not least, please, 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 ma'am, please, sir, please, brother, please, sister, please subscribe to our podcast. Do a simple search. Do a simple search. What's going on, Ledbetter? Do a simple search for Taking the Limits Off with Dana and Devon, and you will find us there. Go to Google. You can go to iTunes. Man, look, we're on iTunes. I say it all the time. I get excited anytime you can just look for your own stuff on iTunes. That's all right with me. But do a simple search for Taking the Limits Off with Dana and Devon on any of your podcast mediums, however you decide to download your podcast. Just do a simple search, and you will find us there. Amen. Hey, real quick, y'all, it's December 1st. You know what that means? You know what that means, y'all? It's December 1st. Y'all ready for this? The sugar tax in the city, in the county of what they call Cook, is over. The sugar tax is over. I don't hear nobody getting excited but me. The sugar tax. I wish I had somebody who recognized that the sugar tax is over. The sugar tax is over. That means y'all ain't paying $5 for a 2-liter no more. Amen. I ain't paid no sugar tax because I was going down to the DuPage County and getting my stuff. I refuse to get it. Right. You can buy your pop in the county of Cook. Amen. Prepwinkle didn't get an extra dime out of me in the city of Chicago for a pop. I just wasn't going to do it. I wasn't going to pay nothing in Cook County. I just wasn't going to do it. I refused. I refused. To buy any type of soda. But come on now, won't he? That's a reason to shout right there. The tax is over. Come on now. Somebody say bondage free. Come on. Deliverance. Deliverance from the sugar tax. Somebody should have got excited. Oh, Jesus. Somebody should have got excited right then about being delivered from the sugar tax. I don't know about y'all, but I am. I'm always excited. I saw that this morning. I forgot about it until I heard it on the news this morning. Now, I understand they finna be crying about the shortfall and something else. They ain't going to have no money and some other stuff they hollering about. Look, you know what? Did nobody tell y'all first of all, who's told you to go spend some money? Tell me, we already got a shortfall. How you got a shortfall how you got a shortfall on some money that you ain't got no business spending in the first place? Y'all ain't going to help me. I'm serious. How you got a shortfall on some money that you was not supposed to spend in the first place? I really wish y'all would help me with that. They thought, well, you know, we're going to be short a couple of $1 million in the county because we can't overcharge y'all for a 2-liter no more. Look, cancel some of that extra mess. Why don't you cut back some of them salaries, them county board salaries? Prep Winkle, she knows she's short. She's done. Y'all already, if y'all didn't know, you already know. She's done. Her time is running short. It won't be long before she's up out of here. It's almost about that time. Yeah, it's almost about that time. It won't be long before she's out of here. But in the county of Cook, y'all, we ain't got to worry about paying no more sugar tax. Amen. You ain't got to pay no more sugar tax here in Cook County. I'm excited. I can get all the cherry Pepsi I want. I can go get all of the look. Come on now, all of the knee. Do they still sell knee high? Where can I get knee high? I can go get me a knee high pop and a strawberry crush. I know y'all like that peach. What's that peach pop? Tanya, what's the name of that peach pop? Is peach something? Is it peach crush or is it peach knee high? Which one is it? I don't even know. But can y'all get yeah, right. Y'all should just go pop crazy. It should be an influx in pop in soda purchases just because you can now in Cook County. It ought to be an influx of soda purchases all throughout the county to let them know that you can't play with people soda drinking. Look, you can't mess with black folks in Pepsi. Huh? You know y'all can't mess with black folks in Pepsi. What's wrong with y'all trying to mess with folks in Pepsi and Coca-Cola? Y'all can't mess with that. Look, we have been delivered from the sugar tax. Somebody ought to get excited about being delivered from the sugar tax. Amen. Come on now. Come. She said, "Amen. I want a Fayo. What? I ain't never had a Fayo pop. I know somebody gonna say I'm bougie. I'm just waiting on it to happen. But I ain't never had a Fayo pop. I don't know what that tastes like. But I'm on. You know what? I might buy one, Felicia, just so I can say I bought a pop. I'm gonna just go buy a plethora of pops. I'm just gonna go get a plethora, an abundance of soda. I'm just gonna go to the nearest store and just say, can I get one of them and two or three of them and come on now, he is what? Come on. Somebody better say something in here about this sugar tax deliverance. I don't know. We was bound. Somebody look at your neighbor and say bound. We was we was bound with the sugar tax. The sugar tax had us in bondage. But can somebody say we woke up early this morning? Oh, my God. We woke up early this morning free. Free from the sugar tax. Y'all ain't going to help me today. That's all right. I help myself. Y'all know it don't take much for me. I can help myself with this thing. I thought I had to share that with y'all real quick. So those people who ain't in Chicago, y'all looking like, what is he talking about? Real quick, they put a tax on all of the sweet drinks. But at what cost? Diabetes. Look, man, that sugar tax wasn't stopping nobody from, now Angela Johnson, twin. You ain't finna get on here and start making up no stories about no diabetes. The sugar tax wasn't saving nobody from no diabetic or nothing. Let's stop that fallacy. Let's stop that fraud. That sugar tax wasn't saving nobody from being a diabetic. Anybody who wanted their pop, they still bought it. And the ones who really, really wanted it bad enough and didn't want to pay the tax did like I did and drove down to the cook. Right. And a bottled water tax. Right. You won't tax me on my soda. Talking about you trying to save me from diabetes, but then you're going to tax me on my bottled water because I don't want to drink the water out of the faucet. Y'all better come on. Come on now. Y'all, look. Right. Come on, Doc. Right. Don't tell me that. Y'all go ahead on with that. Ain't nobody. You ain't finna fool me. Now, I understand people got the diabetes, the sugar, as they call it. Y'all, I understand those of y'all who got the sugar. You know, black folk, we ain't got diabetes. We got sugar. Those of you who got sugar, y'all ain't had no business drinking no pop no way. And because it was taxed on it, didn't stop. Y'all do what y'all want to do. So don't come telling me about ain't nobody got no that the tax was saving people from the diabetes, because it wasn't. It wasn't saving nobody from nothing. That's a trick from the pit. Just say y'all, Cook County could have been better off saying, look, we need some money, and this is the way we can get it. Folk probably wouldn't even fault with you. Wouldn't even fault with you. Don't miss me with that one, please, if you will. Miss me. Miss me with that one. Anyway, and so also, hey, look, check this out. wait a minute, it's true that Lincoln Hurdle didn't have to pay the tax. Right. It is true. It was true. The link card people didn't have to pay the sugar tax. Right. So if you had a link card during the time this tax is here now, supposedly, if you had a link card, y'all know the food stamp card, like y'all know what I'm talking about. If you had the link card, you didn't pay no taxes on sugar because link card to pay. Right. So they would still get right because that money come from the state, and the state was saying, hey, we don't pay taxes on, you ain't paying no taxes on nothing. I don't care nothing about your sugar tax. We wasn't paying it. Right. Exactly. I'm just glad it's over. Y'all need to go and look here. For those of you who are diabetical, just stack up on your insulin and do what you're supposed to do. You ain't got no been drinking no pop no way. I don't care if the tax on it or not. If you know you ain't supposed to be drinking no tax, drinking no soda in the first place, then you had no business drinking none. It ain't got nothing to do with tax not. That's just like, y'all remember a few years ago, I know I'm finna get myself in trouble, but y'all remember a few years ago when McDonald's got rid of the supersize. They brought it back. Now it's just large, but they got rid of the term supersize. And remember, they got rid of the term supersize because they didn't want people were blaming the fast food restaurants for people being obese and people being fat. Remember that? So they got rid of, y'all know what I'm talking about. They got rid of all of the supersize stuff, right? And then they changed it to large size. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Now, okay, let's just be honest. When I go to, I don't go to McDonald's that often like I used to back in the day, or Wendy's or any of them joints. But when I go, I don't want that little bitty old pop, and I don't want that little bag of fries at McDonald's. Y'all know it's some anointing on some McDonald's fries. Y'all know me. I don't care what y'all say about French fries, but McDonald's French fries is anointed. I don't know if it's the fries or if it's the salt, but a fresh McDonald's French fry got the Holy Ghost. I'm trying to tell y'all. Now, y'all remember when they took away all of the supersized stuff and they said that this was because people weren't controlling their eating. So you're going to punish everybody else. Y'all remember what? Don't act like y'all don't remember this. So they wanted to punish everybody else. You're going to take away my food because some overweight people can't control themselves. Huh? Ain't nobody going to hit me. That's all right. You're going to take away what I like to eat because overweight people couldn't control themselves when they went down to the McDonald's because they going and getting too supersized. All I wanted was my supersized fry and my supersized drink. And then they going to cancel it, but you saw how they brought it back. They didn't change nothing. They just made it large size. They changed the terminology. They still giving you that big pop. You still get that big carton of fries. People going to eat and drink what they want to. Don't try to fool me and put some extra taxes and stuff on. If you really were trying to, if you really wanted people to eat healthier, I'm going to help somebody today. If you really wanted people to eat healthier, why all the healthy food cost so much money? Huh? Y'all go act like I ain't preaching. Yo, why all the healthy food cost so much money? Why wheat bread costs more than light bread? Y'all pray for the priest. Why do wheat bread cost more than what we do? But why is the organic vegetables and all this other stuff? Why is all that cost more than the quote unquote unhealthy foods? Huh? Why do a box them granola, them healthy, nutrient healthy snacks? Right, you know what I'm talking about, right? Nutri-grain healthy snack. Why do a box of those Nutri-grain or Nature's Harvest? You know what I'm talking about, right? The Nature's Harvest, they come in a box, cost $10, but a box of Hershey with almonds cost me $3.99. Huh? So don't fool me. We ain't stupid. Don't y'all gonna try to tell me that well, y'all, you know, we really want people to eat healthy, so we gonna tax this and tax that. That's a lie from the pit of hell. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Y'all ain't trying to save nobody's life. Y'all ain't trying to help nobody out. Y'all just trying to get some cash. Y'all trying to get cash. Y'all want? Come on. Right. Talking about all these done got higher too. Remember when bread was a quarter, Felicia? I don't think you older than me. Bread was a quarter, so you. I'm just saying, y'all trying to charge people. You want people to eat healthier, but all the healthy food costs more money. Y'all go to the grocery store. I don't care if you go to the fest or to Mariano's. It don't matter which. Didn't go down to these. I didn't go down to the Aldi. The only reason I went to Aldi's was because my great grandmama back in the day used to take a lot, and that's where sugar from. So she was in me and 3-4 other people on the block. Y'all on Wilcox, y'all understand this. She was sending three or four of us down to Aldi's to get as much sugar as they would let us get. Huh? What? So I don't know the freak. But my issue is this. You want me to eat healthier, but you want to charge me more money to eat healthier. If this country and state and whoever else was really about our kids and everybody living healthier lifestyles, then you would make the healthy food cheaper. It's a trick. They're making money on the junk food side. Those people who like they're making money on the folk who eat the not good for you food, and then they're making double the money on the people who trying to eat healthy. Y'all trying to tell me y'all don't recognize game? Recognize game? Come on now. Come on, somebody. Don't act like y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Game, recognize game. These folk is trying to get, they getting in your pocket. Come on now, Kim Tone, evangelist, say something here. Come on. I'm going vegan. You going where? Go, you know what? Now, I ain't going. I got some friends and children that I know that's vegan and all that, and I ain't trying to be funny, but, you know, you vegan people, you know, y'all might well just, you know. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell y'all. This, you know, go ahead. That's more meat for me. Y'all vegan, y'all want to eat no? Y'all, I don't eat chicken no more. I don't eat red meat. I don't eat pork. I don't. You go ahead. Go ahead. Don't eat none. That's more oxtails for me. That's more rib tips for me. Come on, somebody look at your neighbor and say for me. That's. Y'all know my mind is bad. Look at that's more prime rib for me. Huh? Come on, that's more bone-in ribeye. Somebody say for me. Come on, somebody. What? No. Right, that's more Uncle Remus for me. Come on, somebody. Y'all go head on. Ain't nobody trying to go vegan. I'm good. I eat my vegetables. Now, I ain't finna have no comic. I know there's some people on the line, you know, want to sit up and say I don't eat vegetables, but I do. But anyway. You know, might not eat the ones you eat, but I eat them. You know, I just don't like all them goofy-looking vegetables. You know, Brussels sprouts is not of God. That's I think Brussels sprouts was man-made in a lab somewhere. I don't believe God made those. I'll have to ask him when I get to heaven. Lord, I got a couple questions, and you know, I got a few questions, and Brussels sprouts is on the bottom of the list, but I do have a question, too. What was the purpose? Don't tell me it's baby cabbage. Y'all can go ahead on with that foolishness, because it ain't nobody trying to eat that. But anyway, yeah. But so again, don't, you know, I get it. Yes, we all should be eating healthy. Big shout out to my brother Mark. My brother Mark Atkins praying for you, sir. I understand you went to the doctor, man, and you got some news. But, man, look at, yeah, you got just look, you ain't got to go. See, some of y'all go off the deep end. See, some of y'all go off the deep end. Y'all will get some stuff, and then y'all, everybody want to flip and go do something, and then your bodies ain't ready for that. Just do stuff in moderation. Look, I used to could eat red meat every day. I could eat a steak every day. I could eat a hamburger every day. Just add a green vegetable to your diet every now and then. That's all. That's all y'all got to do. Add a salad every now and then to your stuff. You ain't got to go completely off the deep end. You know how some of y'all get. Yep. Some of y'all treat food like y'all do the Bible. You know, some of y'all open up the Bible, and now all of a sudden you super sanctified. You done read you two scriptures. Don't get me started. You done read two scriptures. I'm gonna say it again. You done read one scripture, and now you one step from being Pope. Y'all do the same thing with food. You done saw one article on TV. Oh Lord, I got to go vegan. Lord, I got to go vegan. I got to stop. You go ahead. Y'all go ahead. Y'all go right ahead. Y'all go right ahead. You're going to go somewhere and ain't going to have no food. I'm going to tell you that right now. I'm going to the – we be sitting at the – look, don't come to my – don't go to my mama house on Thanksgiving. You shout. I'm going to tell her to put meat in everything. Put meat in the Kool-Aid. You ain't eating nothing. Oh. Y'all know my mind is bad. I'm just saying. You ain't don't be coming around here with this foolishness. No, you won't come around here and want to, you know, no. Mm-mm. I know several people that no longer eat meat. You can see the difference. Yeah, now don't get me wrong. There is a you are healthier. You are healthier. It does minimizing the amount of meat that you eat, minimizing the amount of meat you eat does do your body good. It does. I'm not saying stop eating it. I'm saying minimize it. Add some roughage. Somebody say roughage. Add some roughage to your diet. That's all. That's all it takes. You ain't got to, you know. Now some of y'all, if you got really bad health situations, she said a piece of lettuce on your burger won't cut it. How about two pieces? How about the greener part of the lettuce? Huh? What you mean it won't help? What about the onion? That's vegetable. What about a grilled onion? And some of y'all like pickles. I don't like pickles on my burger. But if you telling me a pickle, a onion, and some lettuce, that ain't vegetables on my burger? Come on, somebody. Y'all better pray for the Diary of Zipporah of Springfield. Roughage. Come on, somebody. You ain't finna start with me. You ain't finna start with me, Sister Springfield. It just ain't gonna happen. It just ain't gonna happen. I'm trying to help the people. I'm here to help the people. Y'all go ahead. But, you know, I like a few vegetables. You know, ain't nothing like a little string bean and a little something. You know, a little spinach. You know, a little kale. You know, ain't nothing wrong with it. But I ain't switching all the way over. I ain't being converted. The Bible says everything that the Lord made was good. Come, I don't hear nobody talking. Everything that the Lord made was good. What's the verse about what goes in the body? Huh? I don't know. That ain't the lesson I'm learning right now. I don't know. I don't know. Look it up. What you asking me for? Right. See, now my mama came on here. See, that's why that needs to be wisdom. That's why it needs to be wisdom. That is right there. My mama, Cheryl King, said collards. See, that's greens right there. Collards. Ain't nothing like a collard green. That's all y'all got to do. Now, see, if you got some pot roast and all this other and some sweet potato, now you got collard greens, there's your roughage. What's your problem? Throw a little spinach over in there, and you good. See, y'all doing too much. Collards. What? Really? Did she just hit me with the, I'm actually on your side. I'm not a vegan. I'm a Christian. Really? That's what you just... You just went there. It's a good thing you're not in here. Because you would get this whole look right here like. Just like that. You it's a good thing you're not in here. So, man, add some vegetables. Get your little workout in. Get you some steps going. Get you some, you know, get your little workout in occasionally during the week. And you'll be fine. That's all. Some of y'all don't do nothing. That's why y'all be trying to go, y'all do the quick flip. Because you don't want to go to the gym. You don't want to do no exercises. You don't want to do nothing. So you figure, well, I'm going to just switch out and go vegan. You're still unhealthy. If you can't walk a block without going, no, that's unhealthy. Y'all get somewhere and sit down. That ain't got nothing to do with what you eat. You need to do some working out. Get somewhere. You walk a flight of stairs and you about to pass out. What is this? Matthew 15 and 17. Well, let's get this because Evangelist Felicia Martin gave us a biblical reference. Let me see if she know what she's talking about over here. Down to the Matthew. Where is Matthew? What is it? I'm gonna say it like people who don't know no better. Matthew's put an S. Matthew's 15. Oh, God. Let me get the King James Version. Matthew's 15. Y'all know I'm being petty right now. Matthew's 15 and 17 said, do not ye yet understand that whatsoever entereth in at the mouth goeth into the belly and is cast out into the draw. Mm-hmm. But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. Now, this ain't got nothing to do. See how folk want to eisegete scripture? This is what you call. See, there's two terms in the Bible, y'all, when it comes to breaking down scripture. There is exegeting of scripture, and then there is eisegeting of scripture. Exegete is just you telling me exactly what the scripture says. Eisegete means I'm going to make it say something that it really don't say. Now, this ain't got nothing to do with putting no food. This ain't got nothing to do with putting no food. Come on now. This ain't got nothing right down to the jewels. This ain't got nothing to do with that. This ain't got nothing to do with that. Come on now, y'all. Y'all go ahead on. Y'all go ahead on with that. I ain't mad at you, though. Just moderation. That's all. That's all. Like, just moderation. Just eat stuff in moderation. That's all. Y'all ain't got to go off. Y'all going all off the deep end. I'm going vegan. I don't do this. I ain't doing that no more, and I ain't doing this. Okay, y'all go ahead. And don't get me started on y'all religious folk talking about the Bible say don't do this. And the Bible, well, you know, the true folk, you know, you ain't supposed to eat the shrimp and lobster. Y'all will go, right, y'all will start talking about, don't give me them Bible references, and you got a half a pound of shrimp on your plate right next to it. Y'all down to the, what's the place up north, the seafood place where they put the boiling, all the stuff, you know, them seafood boil places y'all be going to? Right, y'all super holy until it comes to them crab legs and them lobster tails. Right, y'all, everybody holy until it comes to crab legs. When it comes to crab legs and lobster tails, y'all don't know Jesus from Moses. Come, y'all need to stop lying to people. Y'all holy as all outdoors. Y'all is holy as all outdoors. But when it come down to some lobster tails and some catfish, Y'all don't know Jesus then, huh? Y'all, I'm gonna just pray over my food, Reverend. I bet you will. Y'all a tap a bet. I done seen some folk eat some crab and some lobster tails out them bags, them lobster boils. And y'all, it's almost embarrassing. You would think you was in a room full of preschoolers with bibs on. I mean, it's meat flying across the table. Crab legs is being cracked, and y'all right, but y'all hollering. Well, you know the Bible say, y'all don't say nothing about what the Bible say when you cracking open that crab leg, though, do you? I mean, y'all don't say one word about the Bible when y'all cracking open the crab leg. Y'all need to stop playing. I'm going vegan. Y'all go ahead on. Y'all go vegan if you want to. Go ahead. What'd you say, Papa Doe's? What'd you say about Papa Doe's? Right, Goose Island. I don't see y'all quoting no scripture when y'all going down to Goose Island. I ain't seen y'all. Ain't nobody out there standing up. Look, ain't nobody protesting Goose Island saying they talking against the word. I don't. I'm stepping on some toes. Huh? What? I'm just saying. Y'all real funny acting. It's amazing. See, that. See, that's just like church folk. Y'all use the Bible for the stuff y'all want to use it for. But if it's going to mess up some stuff you trying to do, you don't, now all of a sudden you don't know the Lord. Well, y'all will pull that Steve Harvey. Well, I ain't quite there yet. I just got saved yesterday. So until I know better, I'm going to keep eating these crab legs. And these y'all need to stop playing. Y'all need to stop playing with this. Look, I ain't talking against vegetarians. I'm not. Y'all go ahead. That's y'all go ahead, do what you do. But I'm sorry. It's called moderation. It's called moderation. That's all it is. It's called moderation. Let me speak to some of these people in the room. I know I done skipped some of y'all. I don't see y'all names. I saw earlier Cheryl Renee, Shantae Bulis, Felicia Martin, Angela Johnson, Yvonne Woods. Who else is in here? Let me see. Daria Springfield, my mama Cheryl King, Felicia Martin. Let's see. Jill Allison, God bless you. Sean Stanton. What's going on? Pat Hicks, what is that? Trina Page. How do you say your name? Because I think I tell your name up when I see your name. T-R-A-R-I-N-A. I'm going to tear that up. Sister Peck, Marcus's wife. How about that? Marcus's wife. How you doing? Spank, what's going on? Maria Salisbury, what's going on, sister, down there in Indiana? What's happening with you? Pat Hicks, what's going on? Let's see, who did I miss? I'm just saying. Under construction, God know my heart. Right. That's the first thing we holler when the Bible says something about what we want to do, and we want to do it anyway. God know my heart. And then y'all, and then wait, and the same folks talking about some. The Lord say don't eat pork, and the Lord said don't eat pork and don't do this. But then you wearing mixed linens. You got on wool and linen at the same, huh? You wearing mixed blends. Come on now, y'all kill me with that. Y'all super holy when it fits you. Y'all be super holy when it fit, when it fits you. Oh my God, y'all super holy when it fits you. Y'all leave me alone. Don't bother me. Don't quote me not one Bible scripture about no food. Y'all go ahead on with that. Don't quote me now scripture about what the Bible say about no food, because I ain't trying to hear it. I ain't trying to hear it. I don't care. I don't care nothing about it. Hey, I'm just going to put that out there. Look, y'all, real quick. I saw the congratulations. Let me pull that up real quick. Two things. I want to make some real quick announcements. I saw Prophet Cornelius Williams yesterday. He announced that he's going to do he's doing the Pi Venture. Y'all, let me pull this up here real quick. I can't find it now. It's right there. It says, for all of you, let me pull this up because I can't see it. For all of you who wanted to purchase the pie, y'all know the pie that we ate here on the show. Y'all know that sweet potato pie that the prophet made. Come on now. Everybody, your auntie, Daria Zipporah Springfield is related to everybody. She like Oprah. You know how you say something to Oprah? Oprah be like, you know, you be on the Oprah show. And y'all remember on Oprah, you know, say be like, well, you know, when I was little, you know, when I was 15, I snorted cocaine. Oprah be like, well, you know, I did it when I was 12. Daria is related to everybody. Every time you name somebody, she related. That's my uncle. That's my great goddaddy. That's my third cousin on my mama, auntie, sister side. Anyway, Cornelius Williams says this, y'all. He says, for those of you who want to purchase the pie, well, you don't have to ask anymore. The Annie Gray Sweet Potato Pie has her shelf in the marketplace. A Chicago grocery chain is picking it up in all stores. Scoot over, Patty. I prophesied God was going to prosper the hands of the creatives in 7 days, and he did it just for me in 4 days. The product is direct buy from Rustic Company, Soul King Sweet Creations. That's not all. They want all my desserts. They'll be carrying them soon. Timing, prudence, divine favor, details coming soon. Well, amen. 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 I'm going to tell y'all right now, that pie show is good. Y'all heard it here first. If y'all didn't watch the show, go back and watch the pre-Thanksgiving show. That Wednesday, the pre-Thanksgiving show. And y'all will see for y'allself about them pies and how good that pie was. I promise you it was good. And trust me when I tell you, the rest of the pie got ate when we went off the air. The rest of the pie got ate when we went off the air. Amen. Amen. So I want to share that once again. Congrats to Prophet Cornelius Williams. Amazing, amazing man of God. Definitely want to share that with y'all real quick. Okay. Also, where is it at? So on Friday, December the 8th, there's a lot of stuff going on the 8th, y'all. It's a lot of stuff going on the 8th because my boy Parks, his event is also on the 8th. So I got to make sure I share all of this with y'all. Real quick. Let me pull all this stuff up at the same time. Because there's a lot going on here. Okay. So on December the 8th, Pastor Cornelius Park Ministries, oh, I just peeped that, and Washington Park Softball presents 2017 Christmas Gala. Is it gala or gala? Y'all know I'm all about trying to pronounce the words right. Is it gala or gala? Where's Pat Hicks? Pat Hicks, our personal... Webster's Dictionary. Is it gala or gala? Y'all help me out. Is it a long A or a short A? Gala or gala? I don't know. Help me out. I think it's gala, to be honest with you. I think it's gala. Anyway, it says 2017 Christmas Gala fundraiser, toy drive, great food, entertainment, spirits, and raffle. 10,000 toys will be collected and distributed on December 23rd. Again, this is Friday, December 8th, from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. It'll be at the JLM Center, 2622 West Jackson Boulevard. That's Chicago, Illinois. $5 at the door. If you bring a toy, you'll automatically be entered into the gold raffle. One more time, on December the 8th, 2017, the Christmas Gala Fundraiser Toy Drive. Great food, entertainment, and all of that stuff. It's gala. See, it is gala. Thank you. I say gala. It's gala. I thought I was right, you know. All right. So it's Christmas gala. 2017. I guess it's not like Bang quit. Anyway, 2017 Christmas Gala fundraiser toy drive. 10,000 toys will be collected to be later distributed on December 23rd. $5 at the door. Please bring a toy to get yourself entered into the raffle. That'll be a good time. Definitely want to make sure y'all know about that. Also, okay, on the same night, too much stuff going on. On the same night, the Saved and Lit Showcase. The Saved and Lit Showcase. All right. The Saved and Lit Showcase. Ken the Messenger is presenting the Saved and Lit Showcase. Kingdom World Church, 4341 West Division Street, Chicago, Illinois, at 7 p.m. For tickets, call 708-529-9049. Tanya, you going to put that on the TTLO page? Thank you. Kingdom World Church, 4341 West Division, that's Chicago, Illinois. For tickets, call 708-529-9049. VIP tickets are $30, adult tickets are $20, children's tickets are $10. One more time, that's December 8th. It's going to be guest host, Jeremiah Brownlee, special guest, is that Ari Cold, I believe is the name, Ari Cold, and then featuring live Friday, December 8th, Ken the Messenger. Let's see here, special guest, Travail, is that Juden? Travail Juden, and then also special guest Jahari McGee. Jahari McGee. So this is the deal, y'all. Y'all come on out on December. She say, what kind of spirits? They serving communion on December the 8th. It's the Saved and Lit Showcase. So Ken the Messenger is one of the people that's going to be at this event. We actually tried to get him on the show today. He was going to be on, I believe that's his, let me make sure I got this right. Let me turn down. I don't want this to play. Ken, the Messenger, but it's Ken Willis, featuring Paris. He's got a new single out. And that's also going to be there. They're going to be performing that. He has a song called My God is Dope. Now I know I got some traditional people who listen to the show, but I like anybody who can spread the word of God. Everybody has a way of reaching God's people. Everybody has a way of reaching God's people. So some people do it through traditional gospel music. Some people do it through contemporary gospel music. And then there's a sect of people who do it through hip hop. So this is what I'm going to do, y'all. I'm going to play this. I'm going to debut it right here on TTLO. I got the song. We tried to get the artist in. Our schedule's conflicted today, so he wasn't there, but we will get him in here. But in the meantime, I'm going to give y'all a little bit of this song. Now, don't talk star with me. I'm going to play the song. Get your life together. Get your life together. I don't want to hear no mess. I'm going to play this song. But it's good stuff, y'all. My God is dope. This is Ken Willis. Let me get the man's name right because I'm about to tell the man's name up. It's Ken Willis featuring Paris. And the name of the song is My God is Dope. I'm going to give y'all a little bit of this real quick. Be right back, y'all. Hello. Y'all just Bobby Hill a little bit with this thing. Come on. Kind of catchy. Hey, God. Hey,
look, my God is dope. 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 My God, that's why we do the most. That's why we do the most. My God is dope, man. He the GOAT. Yeah, he the GOAT. Huh? My God is dope. 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 My God, that's why we do the most. That's why we do the most. My God is dope, man. He the GOAT. Yeah, he the GOAT. Look, my God is dope. That's if you don't know. He will pick you up through all your flaws and still change your soul. And if you broken, he will make you whole. Me, I'm trying to boast. Who you know can feed 5,000 with two fish and survive low. And still have an overflow.
My God supreme over everything. And my belief, yeah, that's my king. I'm talking royalty. And this is my life, this ain't no thing. When all I wanted was the streets, they wanted me for me. Going free at last, they had a laugh. Now we calling all cabs for the triple man. My God is fit for this position. We ain't gonna quit, he on my team. So I'ma represent the New Testament. And I get my last, cause that's what he gets. That's what he get, he shine his light all on my soul. And every day we live,
my God is dope. 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 My God, that's why we do the most. Why we do the most.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That let me just a little bit of that. That was My God is Dope. My God is Dope. That's by Brother Ken Willis featuring Paris. Look, they will be at this, they will be at this showcase on Friday, December the 8th. Let me read it for you one more time. On Friday, December the 8th, Saved and Lit Showcase. That's what it's called, y'all. The Saved and Lit Showcase. That's the Saved and Lit Showcase. Friday, December the 8th, featuring Ken the Messenger, presenting Saved and Lit Showcase, Kingdom World Church, 4341 West Division Street, Chicago, Illinois, 7 p.m. For tickets, call 708-529-9049. Featuring stars like Jeremiah Brownlee as the guest host, special guest Ari Cole, special guest Travell Juden, and special guest Jahari McGee. Y'all come on out, man. Check them out. You can get more information on the Taking Limits Off page. Tanya just posted that for you guys. Go to our Facebook page, TTLO. It's good, man. I'm happy for. Look, anytime anybody talking about God, and it's a way that's positive, you might not like it. Everybody might not like it. Hey, if it draws people to Jesus, now watch this. Jesus said, "Let me help somebody." The Bible says, "If I be lifted up, I'll draw all men up to me." He didn't say if you lift me up in psalm. He didn't say if you lift me up in this particular way. He didn't say if you lift me up this way. He just said if I be lifted up, I'm gonna help somebody. Which means if you lift me, if you lift him up even in rap music, if you lift him up in rap music, he will do the drawing. I'm gonna help somebody today because I know I got some funny acting people that listen sometimes. If you lift up the name of Jesus, I don't care how you do it. If it's going to draw some people in, then y'all ought to be all right with it. Huh? Come on. Inbox Daria. Y'all can inbox her, too, for ticket information. Yeah, she brought this to our attention. And thank you. So, man, look, we will get a chance to have a brother on the show. Once our schedules can be a little bit more better, we can get him on the show. But that was good, man. I like. My God is dope. Now, I ain't that old that I don't know what my God is dope mean. I don't mean dope like high. You know, dope like cool, like my God is everything. My God is fire. Y'all don't get, okay, I'm going to leave it alone, y'all. Some of y'all is a little special. Oh, God. I might play it again towards the end of the show. I might play it again real quick. So, hey, Daria, let your dude know we debuted the show. We debuted him on the thing, man. If he's free, he can call in for a hot minute. If we can get the sound right, the phone call's been sounding a little raggy lately. But if he's free, Tanya, you know, y'all can see if y'all can reach out to him and see if he's able to come in. I know we were going to try to do that. I'm not big on doing the phone stuff because if it don't sound right, y'all know I get a little upset with that kind of stuff. But, man, I like the song. I like the song. I like the words. You have to listen. See, here's the problem. Here's the problem that we get, and I'm going to say this. We don't listen to the lyrics. We don't listen to the lyrics. We hear the music and go, uh-uh, that ain't of God. What do the lyrics say? Because, see, it's some gospel songs out that's got some good, what we call church music behind it, but the words don't make no kind of sense. I'm going to leave that right where it's at. I'm going to just let that sit right there for a minute. You know, because, see, it's some of y'all that still like, what's old girl? You don't love God? I love God. What's wrong with you? See, I ain't, mm-mm. See, I still don't. I understand there's a group of people for it. I understand. There's a good, but there's certain stuff. But then there's other songs. But see, that was supposed to be like hip hop. But then there's other songs that people make. I can tell you right now, I give you one, and y'all might get mad. Long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. Now, y'all just think about that for a hot minute. Long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. Those are the words to the song. That is the hook of the song. Long as I got King Jesus. No, 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 no. Y'all know. Oh, God. I'm just saying. That as long as I got King Jesus, y'all know the song I'm talking about. You don't need nobody else. You don't need nobody. So the people that God sent in your life, you don't need them either. Because you got Jesus. Huh? Even you don't need nobody. As long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. Stay in your life.
What you
Pat Hicks, what you talking about? Long as I got King Jesus. So watch this. See this? Let me put the song in real perspective for you. You wake up tomorrow and all of your family, friends, loved ones, everybody gone. As long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody. Okay. I understand what she was trying to say. But see, God puts people in our lives for a reason. No, you might not need them, but I mean, long as I got King Jesus. Right. What I need help for? What I do? Y'all always jumping on the preacher. Why y'all jump on me? I don't understand. Where is the love? Who sang that song? Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is... Ain't that a song? That's not a song. I might be wrong. Y'all know me about myself. My mind started to go in places. That is a song, ain't it? Where is the love? Don't nobody want to help me. Wasn't that a song? Where is the love? I don't think she meant it that way. How she mean it then? How she mean it? How did she mean it? Maybe we need to get. Who sang that? Was that Vicky Winans? Vicky Winans that sang that? That wasn't Dottie Peoples, right? That was Vicky Winans, right? That was Vicky Winans sing that, right? As long as I got King. Was it Vicky Winans or Dottie Peoples? Where's the people that know the answers to this question? Who sang the song? Where's my people? Let me make sure I got my chat thing up so I can see if somebody talking to me, because y'all know I miss some stuff in a minute. I don't see nothing. Let me see. Okay, no, ain't nobody told me now. I think that wasn't that her though? Wasn't that what's her face? Vicky. That was Vicky. Okay, thank you. Roberta Flack. Oh, wait a minute. What's the... Oh, okay. See, Felicia, now, Evangelist Martin, we getting too... Okay, you talking about the Where's the Love song, right? Okay. Right. Been lied on, mistreated, talked about all that time. It was... Oh, okay. All right. I'm sorry. I was trying... Okay, so Roberta Flack sings the Where's the Love song. Who's the dude that sing that song with her? Who's the dude? Come on now. Y'all ain't been saved y'all whole life. Y'all listen to that song. Some of y'all probably singing it now. Where the Black Eyed Peas, that wasn't... Now, Pat Hicks, I'm going to need you to work on your Google skills, because I think we're talking about two different songs. Y'all pray for Evangelist Hicks over there. I don't know what she done do. The Black Eyed Peas. What song by the Black Eyed Peas is Where's the Love? I don't know that. No, that ain't the one I know. That she Googling. She knows she Googling. She is. What song? I remember one of our big gospel singers wrote Rendezvous, and the big name pastor said he didn't hear Jesus in the song and cracked on her. Oh, really? It's the new version. I don't know. What's the guy's name that sings the song? Where Tanya, where is you at? Right. It's a song that... Donnie Hathaway. Was that really Donnie Hathaway? Now, see, I don't believe you, Felicia. What Donnie Hathaway did by the time that song came out? Or am I going too far back? Was that really Donnie Hathaway? Was it really? I don't believe y'all. I got to look it up for myself. Y'all know y'all be on send-off missions. And I was told not to let y'all send me off. I don't know that either. The first song that popped up. I don't believe you, Prophetess Martin. I don't believe you at all. Where is the love? I need my own people to tell me where is the love. Let me see, because y'all will send me off in a minute. I don't believe y'all. Y'all be trying to send the preacher off and have me speaking in heresy and tearing the Bible and the scriptures and stuff up. Where is the love? Because y'all will send me off. Where's the love? Roberto. Oh, okay. I apologize. It's Donnie High. All right. Right. If any man if any man lack wisdom, let him Google.
Y'all got problems.
Y'all need prayer. 1972. Good Lord. Let me see. Let me get this man. Okay, that is Donnie and Roberta. All right, I apologize, Prophetess. Who said it? Which one of y'all said it first? Prophetess Martin, I apologize. You won't get that too often. But I apologize. Because you probably was wrong and you just guessed up on it. You ain't, yeah, you know. All right. You. Oh, God. I ain't playing with y'all today. I'm not finna mess with y'all today. I got stuff to do around here. Anyway, hey, real quick, real quick. So I'm going to talk about it for a hot second. Y'all seen your boy Trump, right? His dude got indicted today and he got indicted already, but he pled guilty. Flynn pled guilty today to lying to the FBI. And now the supposed story is that he was told to call Russia by someone in the upper echelon of the campaign. Now, when you start talking about upper echelon of the campaign, that means that narrows down the amount of people who could have instructed him to make said phone call. So that leaves the son-in-law, Kushner. That leaves Trump himself, and that leaves what's the other guy's name? Priebus, and a couple other ones. So y'all need to, you know, it's coming on down. It's coming on down. Y'all just man, look, get ready, get ready. That's another shoe that dropped. So y'all might well get ready for it, cause it's coming. She says that could be telling his age. He's a youngster. What? 72? I was 2. I don't care. Y'all know I don't care nothing about my age. I'm all 47. I have no problem telling my age. I'm all. This is all. This is all 47 right here. I have no problems telling my age. Amen. I ain't got no problems. She said that could be a gospel song. Where is the love? You know, I guess I'm surprised. You know what? Don't tell Kirk Franklin. He'll redo it. Y'all know Kirk will take a song and redo it in a minute. But I just want to throw that piece of news out there real quick, that Michael Flynn pled guilty today to lying to the FBI about his contact with Russia. And that's an automatic 5-year sentence. They call it the Martha Stewart rule. They call it the Martha Stewart rule. And, you know, when she lied to the FBI about them stocks, you know, and so that's an automatic 5 years. So he there's some more stuff that he in trouble for, but he's agreed to the plea. He took a plea deal. See, when you take a plea deal, that means you cooperating. So he in the room talking. What y'all say about snitches? See, he took that. He going to take that little 5-piece. Now, I don't know if they're going to give him the whole 5, but he going to take that 5-piece, and then he going to talk his way about that 5-piece. He pled guilty. And now that he pled guilty, they're going to come back with some sentence recommendations after he get through spilling all the beans. So he got a lot to talk about. So if you had some contact with your boy, Mike Flynn, yeah, the Trump people is a little upset right now. The Trump squad is a little upset right now. That's why Trump tried to get Comey to come down. And watch this now. This is the good part, y'all. So y'all remember the guy that Trump fired, the FBI guy, Comey. So James Comey. Today tweeted a Bible verse today. Y'all ready for this? After dude got it, pled guilty, right? After dude pled guilty to what happened? Watch this. After dude pled guilty to what happened? James Comey put this picture up. And used Amos 5:24. Turn your Bibles, if you please, to Amos 5, because Because Pastor James Comey, I done elevated the man. He was FBI, I finna elevate him. Pastor James Comey, former FBI director that was fired by Trump, posted this lovely Bible verse from the good book of Amos. Y'all don't mess around. Y'all don't know about Amos. Y'all skips Amos because y'all don't know where it's at. But he posted this Bible verse, Amos, Amos 5 and 24, he posted, it says, "But let judgment run down as water and righteousness as a mighty stream." He posted that right after the news broke that bruh man had pled guilty. That's from the prophet James Comey, former FBI director. The man done posted scripture because he know what's about to go down. Because, you know, that's the one that Trump asked, "Well, can you let this Flynn thing go? Because that's my friend. Can y'all get past this deal?" So now you got dude quoting Bible scriptures. He posting them on the thing. Y'all need to go and get ready because it ain't finna be long. It's finna keep coming. It's finna keep coming. Angela, I did not get a chance to watch the video. I didn't get a chance to watch it. So I'll definitely do that on Monday. I'll get a chance to watch it and talk about it because I was actually on my way here when you sent it to me, so I didn't get a chance to watch that. I'm sorry. I apologize. But I'll definitely listen to it. I know Prophet Todd Hall is amazing, amazing preacher, man of God, and I'm sure it was something profound. I will definitely get a chance to watch that. But I just wanted to share that with y'all real quick about what was going on with y'all's with number 45. I know some of y'all called him 45. I have newly – his new name for me is Orange Julius. Amen. Y'all remember the Orange Julius down to the North Riverside? Y'all remember when the North Riverside first opened up? And right when you come through that one door, they had the little restaurants, and the Orange Julius was right there. I would go to the Orange Julius and get me a hot dog. I never liked the Orange Julius drink, that orange drink, because it tasted like baby aspirin. Y'all going to act like y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Y'all don't remember Orange Julius? See, now y'all finna say I'm old. I know somebody listening and watching remembers Orange Julius, because Orange Julius was never good. Orange Julius was never, it was nothing ever good. Is that the guy that sang "Keep On" back in the day? What? You know what? Orange, I'm not paying Felicia no attention. You done been demoted from prophetess to evangelist for that one. But y'all remember Orange Julius? It used to be in North Riverside Mall. It was like, this was when the mall like first jumped off back in the day. And they sold hot dogs and what else did they sell? I don't know if was it pretzels or something, but they owned this orange like slurpy, slushy thing they used to have. It was like, it was horrible. You remember Pat Hicks? See, I know Pat would know Pat. That's right. Come on back. I'm going to elevate you now. You are now a prophetess. There you go. There it is. The prophetess, Pat Hicks, recognizes that the Orange Julius. Look, Orange Julius was never good. They did have a good hot dog, though. But down to the Orange Julius, it was nothing good about Orange. It was over there by the A&W. Right. Right. Right, over there by the end up. Right, Johnny Miller, what's going on? What's going on, sir? Yeah, he know that Orange Julius was never good. But that's my new name for Trump. Y'all call him 45. He is now Orange Julius. And if y'all remember Orange Julius, it was never good. It just wasn't quite right. It was like a toss up between like a slushy and a smoothie, and it was orange, and it tasted like baby aspirin. Y'all remember them chewable baby aspirins back in the day? That's what the Orange Julius tasted like. I'm done with that. Donald Slayton, what's going on, man? Hey, man, that's one of my – hey, man, how you feeling, sir? Man, tried to reach out to you. How you? I hope everything is well with you. Okay, Felicia Martin, I never shopped at North Riverside. You know what, Felicia? You've now been demoted from evangelist to usher. You can't – now, everybody been to North Riverside. Felicia, you ain't been living – where she said live at? Lombard. You ain't been living in Lombard your whole life. You shopped down at the North Riverside. You ain't that bougie. Now, you went to Aldi's. Now, y'all saw her earlier comments, right? Y'all saw her earlier comments talking about the 25-cent bread down to the Aldi. But she done went to the Aldi, but she ain't never been down to the North Riverside. Now, y'all, now, Felicia, I thought you had been redeemed. I thought you had been redeemed. I thought you was better than that. You was not gonna sit here and tell these people that you ain't shopped at the North Riverside. As bougie as I am, I can even admit that at one time in my life, I shopped at North Riverside. So you ain't finna sit there and tell me that you ain't never been down to the North Riverside. I ain't buying that. Y'all pray for Felicia. Y'all pray for her deliverance right now. And I mean, y'all lay hands out for Sister Martin. So, like, she down to Sister now. You're not even just Sister Martin. Y'all pray. You ain't finna come on these here etherways and be making up stories talking about you ain't been down to the North River. She ain't shop at the North Riverside. What kind of... Yeah, I went to the Brickyard. Really? Really? They have Aldi in the suburbs. She went to Brickyard. Really? So you went, okay. I went to Brickyard too. First of all, there wasn't nothing in the Brickyard. I used to work in Brickyard. That was one of my first jobs at the Brickyard, at the KB Toys. Brickyard Mall. Yeah, over there. What's that, the one on? Is that the one on Narragansett? Is it still over there? Do y'all even know? Is it still over there? Is the Brickyard still open? Somebody help me. Is they still open? Down to the Brickyard. Y'all know the Brickyard. Is it still open? She told me she done been. My mama said they got Aldi's in the suburb. That's right. That's right. Thank you. Ain't nobody thinking about, Brickyard is still open. I shopped at Brickyard too, and nope. Oh, they not open no more? Brickyard closed? Wait a minute. I'm asking y'all's questions. Is Brickyard... I don't even know what do they have any anchor stores? You know, the anchor stores, the big, you know, like Sears is gone anyway. But so Brickyard is open or closed? Now, I ain't asking my mama because my mama probably got lost and ended up at the wrong mall. So I'm not going to trust you on this one, Mama King. I'm not going.
There is a Brickyard, but it is not the mall like it used to be. It is all little small stores. There's a Foot Locker. There's a Target. They got, you know.
Is it on the inside still or is it
outside
mall now?
It's just
no
inside mall. That's long gone.
Oh, wow. No more. Nope. Just okay. All right. That is, y'all. Coming from newly elevated Prophetess Melton has helped us out. She has blessed y'all with the information about the outdoor. So they don't have a sanctuary no more at the Brickyard. They got tent service. I saw you in Carson's the other day. Who you saw in Carson's? Oh, you talking about she probably saw Felicia talking about she don't go to North Riverside. Right. Exactly. On here telling stories. Talking about you don't go to North Riverside. Right. Now, see, once the Lord elevated me, I no longer went down to the North Riverside. You know, I went to the Harlem and Irving. You know, when you got bougie first, you went to the Harlem and Irving, you know, over there to the hip. Yeah. Angela, really? See, here she come. You saw, here come Angela with this Schomburg Woodfield. You know, see, let me move on before I get myself in some trouble. See, I live out by the Schomburg. I went back six corners. Right, down to the Harlem and Irving. What y'all know about the Harlem and Irving? The hip. Had the worst parking ever. That was the worst park. That was the worst mall parking ever in the mall. I did not like that little parking lot over there. Y'all going to move on. Anyway, it is Friday. We got to get this article in, and it's good. It is good. But y'all, I still go to North Riverside. I just left Carson's. See? This is when your parents, you know, when they get to a certain age. I just had two words for my mama. Two words. Shady pines. A window with a view and some water and a window overlooking a stream or a lake. She ain't finna just get on here talking about she just left Carson's in North Riverside. For what? For what? Well, I'm still hood. What she say? Wait a minute. What? Wait. Pay, I missed something. Pay, say, I'm still hood, girl. I live on the west side of Chicago. Ain't nobody saying nothing about, you know, I ain't telling nobody lose their hood cred, but I'm talking about old girl talking about some she ain't never been down to the Golden Girls. Right. 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 They need to do a new version. That now see that now that would be a show I would watch. If pantyhose. What? Okay. You can start talking now, Sherelle King. She done went down to the Carsons to get us some pantyhose. Over down there to the Carsons. I forget what the county was because I used to have to go pick them up for over there at the Carsons. Brownstone, brown something. Some kind of pantyhose over there at the Carsons in the pantyhose section, in the hosiery section. Y'all pray for my mama. I don't even know what the thing is. But that would be a good show if they redid Golden Girls with black folks. Now, I think that would be a good show. Shimmer. You know what, Angela? You is not that old. Here you come with the shimmer. See? I'm done. She said shimmer. No, you did not. No. See, girlfriends is too. No, you need old people. You need old people, Felicia. They need old black. You need a couple of old sisters. Like, take the chick off of old girl off of what's the case? If she plays on Blackish, she plays what you call his mama. She plays Anthony Anderson's mama. You get her, and then you get let me think. Get some couple of them other people. Right. 227 was close. 227 was close. But you get a couple of them, and you make that into the black version of Golden Girls, and I guarantee you that'll get some ratings. I'm watching it just because. Y'all ain't finna bother me. Anyway, I'm finna take a break. Y'all pray for my mama and Pastor Angela, Bishop is Angela Johnson, for buying them shimmering highlights pantyhose stockings. Y'all pray for the Bishopess. And them shimmering. You know, they y'all better wear some stockings, because y'all know Juanita Bynum says y'all going to go to hell for coming up in the church with your legs all greasy and shiny and can't on. Don't wear no stockings to church. You know, Juanita said y'all was going to prophetess. Juanita Bynum said all y'all was going to hell for not wearing stockings. So y'all better go get y'all some brownstone, brown, whatever they is, shimmering something, and put on y'all's legs or do something, because... Right, get you some holy stockings. Right, get you right now. Don't come up in there with them. Now, them fishnets not of God. Those of y'all walking around with them fishnets. Now, don't be in there talking about, you know. See, y'all, this how y'all twist the Bible up again. Y'all are talking about, well, you know, we like the apostles. They threw the fishnets into the water trying to catch some. You trying to catch something, all right? But it sure ain't no fish. Y'all walking around with them fishnets and stuff on. You know, don't get me started. I'm just trying to say, I'm trying
business.
To help.
Don't do the business. No, you better get off the air. Don't do
the business. What? Berkshire. See, that is right there. Berkshire Shim. I'm just saying, Juanita said, y'all wearing them fishnets is going to hell. That's what Juanita Bynum said. That wasn't me. That was the prophetess. Juanita Bynum and them said that y'all who wear them fishnets down to the window pane stockings. What? See, I am lost. What? See, but you don't wear them. That lady at your hubby job is. Say what? Right, get off the fish. I'm just saying, I didn't say it. Did y'all text Juanita? Y'all jumping on me. I'm just repeating what the prophetess has said. What saith the prophetess? And the prophetess said that y'all is going to hell for having shiny legs and wearing them fishnets. Talking about y'all trying to catch something.
Don't repeat what the prophet is saying. Leave them fishnets. I've choked. Leave them out. Take it out your vocabulary.
I can't eat. What's the problem?
Don't say
y'all don't. Y'all don't respect the prophetess. Y'all ain't feeling what Juanita had to say. She said y'all was going in the words. Let me use Juanita Bynum with a mixture of prophetess Zenobia Goggins. If you wear fishnets, you're going to hell. I'm just gonna tell you right now. I'm done. Really? I'm going to take a break. Really? She pushing buttons. I'm going to take a break, y'all. I'm going to take a break. I'll be back. When we come back, we're going to finish this. We're going to jump into this article. It ain't going to take number 15 minutes, y'all. It's going to be good, though. Y'all going to enjoy it. We're going to be right back. In the meantime, go get y'all. My mama said get y'all some Berkshire shimmers, shimmering stockings. Berkshire. Them is the ones. Yeah, that's what y'all go do. I don't know what to tell y'all. Walking around with your stuff on. I'm done. I'll be back, y'all, in 30 seconds. Peace.
We hope that you're enjoying today's broadcast. If you have any questions or simply would like to comment on today's show, please give us a call at 347-934-0546. Or you can reach us at 855-381-8804. We would like to hear from you.
Amen, 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 amen. Yeah, y'all, this is y'all funny, though. Y'all funny. What's up, Frank Kirk? What's up? What's going on? What's going on? Sharisa Gregory has joined us. Some of y'all don't join us on the line on here. Let me see what's on there. Frank Kirk, man, that's my old. Let me tell y'all something about Frank Kirk. Frank, you still play the trumpet? That was a bad trumpet player right there. That was a cold-blooded trumpet player. I promise you that boy could play that trumpet when we was in the band back in the day, man. Old school, high school, and then he went to UAPB. My God, that was a bad boy on the trumpet. That's my buddy. But I'm going to leave y'all alone. I ain't going to bother y'all about y'all stockings no more. I'm gonna leave it alone. Y'all want to go get y'all some shimmering highlights, Berkshires, and some opaque, and what the other color is, whatever y'all talking about. And y'all walking around, right, I'm just telling y'all that prophet is what Juanita has said. I'm through, though. I'm going to leave it alone. Anyway, we got this article, right? It's We got this article. It says, influencing culture even when you're not in charge. Influencing culture even when you're not in charge. That's what the article says. That's the title of the article. The article was just written yesterday, actually. I like when we use new stuff. Actually really good. It's really good. Hopefully this will help somebody. Because everybody can't be in charge. Everybody can't be in charge, but you can still have influence. Amen. So watch this. The writer says this. How fun is it to work on a staff? How fun is it to work on a staff? To be mentored. Felicia, you're going in timeout. To be mentored. To have fun. To be part of a dynamic culture. To dream. To accomplish. To laugh. To cry. To have your best friends there. To hold up your arms. Isn't it the greatest? It truly is, until, of course, it isn't at all. He says, we all have our horror stories about being on a church staff. Sometimes it's the greatest place in the world, and sometimes you'd rather just stay in bed forever. He says, as I visit churches all across America, I encounter some staff members who love their work and who they work with, and others who just want to get out. Where are you in this? Do you love what you do? Do you love who you get to work with? It's true, the writer says, you might be in a less than stellar environment and you have a choice to either leave or to make it better. But here's the deal. You don't have the option to hang on, gossip, check out, disagree, not speak up, and coast through your job. That's not an option. That kind of life isn't good for you, your team, or the people you lead. He says, either love your work or find something else to do. Oh, my God. That just helps somebody right there. Either love your work or find something else to do. The writer says this. Think about it. The grass is always greener somewhere else. But what if you approached where you were with total focus and all in attention? What would change? He says, I've had the privilege of being a part of an incredible team, but I've had my share of temptation to just coast and show up for the job, not investing my best self. That might be where you are right now. You might be looking for a new role. You might be praying for change. So here it is. This is good. What to do before you leave? The writer says, if you find yourself in a difficult situation, try this before you leave. But let me say this real quick. I love this, the point that he made. He says, are you literally just hanging on just to hang on? He says, you do not have the option to hang on, gossip, check out, disagree, and not speak up and just coast to your job. Meaning, those of you who are on leadership teams at your church, those of you all who are supposed to be leading, and you just show up so you can say you was at the meeting, but you have no input. Okay, I'm gonna leave that right there. You just show up, but you don't have no input. You don't care about nothing. You just show up. You on this committee, that committee. You in this group and that group, but you don't want to ruffle no feathers. You don't have nothing to say. You ain't got nothing good. You ain't got nothing negative. You just show up. That's not an option. So here's what the writer says. What to do before you leave? He says, if you find yourself in a difficult situation, try this before you leave. Let's go into it. He says, number one, speak up. Whew. He says, when you're in meetings, stop just being a fly on the wall and disagreeing when you leave. Speak up. Contribute. Come prepared. Take notes. Be all in. It doesn't mean you need to agree on everything. Matter of fact, if you don't say so, better to have public disagreement than private. Oh, I'm going to help somebody with this right now. It's better to have public disagreement than private. Y'all say, why you say that, Dana? Let me explain it to you. If I don't agree with what you're saying, but then I go in and then I get behind closed doors and I try to plot against what I could have spoke up for in the meeting, but I get behind closed doors and then I try to tear down what you suggested in the meeting, am I really doing anybody any justice? Am I really helping the team? When you asked in the meeting, do anybody have any questions or objections or whatever, and you sat there and didn't say nothing, but as soon as you got in your car, you started sending text messages. I'm going to stay right here for just 1 second. You didn't have anything to say, but you wait until you get outside and you start sending text messages or you start making phone calls and say, well, why did we do? Yes, passive aggressive. Let me tell you something. Passive aggressive makes my blessed assurance itch. Let me help. It makes me itch. You passive aggressive people, it really does. There's nothing worse than passive aggressiveness. It makes me itch. I can't understand how you have nothing to say. But then later on, well, you know, I don't know why we what? Nobody, you look, when you have a chance to voice your opinion, come on, Aunt. Now Renee Fowler, bless you. Let me welcome Renee Fowler to the panel. Evangelist Renee Fowler says, in my book, you a coward. You just got promoted. Bless the Lord. Renee Fowler says, you're a coward. Come on now. See, I don't understand that. I don't understand that. How you can sit back and you got everything to say behind closed doors. But then in the meeting, when you had a chance to say, and I understand, don't get me wrong. I understand sometimes it could be somewhat intimidating. I get that. It could be somewhat intimidating sometimes in the meeting. However, your people are asking you for your opinion. You should give it. Come on now. You ought to get, and then because if you're not going to give it, but you're going to turn around and badmouth it after the fact. Mm-hmm. Y'all know how y'all do in the church. Come on, y'all know how y'all do. Let's keep going. Number two says this. Make something big happen. Whew. The writer says, your job will begin to stall when you stop reaching higher. He says, whenever you simply maintain what has been in the past, you lose your edge. Your passion dwindles. You need something to reach for. You need to make something big happen that serves your church and is beyond what someone is expecting of you. Do something different. Stop doing mediocre. If you've always done mediocre, then that's all people are going to ever expect of you is mediocre. If people see what you bring to the table and they believe that it's me and it's been nothing but average, and you coming with the same dry ideas all the time, people are going to get tired of that. There's no passion behind that. Go to God and ask him to give you a bigger vision. Oh, my God. Go to God and ask for some clarity. Ask that God gives you greater insight. Come on now. It don't take a lot, but it does take some type of being innovative. Come on, show some initiative. Stop mailing in your work. Stop mailing in your ministry work. You know what the term mailing in means? I'm just going to send this in there and, you know, if it work, it work. If it don't, it don't. That's what some of us do on Sunday. Well, I'm just going to show up and, you know, if it work out, it work out. If it don't, it don't. You know, I ain't going to come to no rehearsal. I ain't going to go to Bible study. I'm just going to show up on Sunday and I'm going to read the Bible. And if the preacher say something that touch me, then I'm just going to go ahead and do it. If it don't, I ain't going to pay no attention. If I don't understand what he's saying, then I just ain't going to get it. Let's go. That was number two. Number three says, lead with vulnerability. Lead with vulnerability. The writer says this. Breakdowns happen in the team when we forget vulnerability and communication stops. He says, sure, you might not be in charge, but lead the way with vulnerability and open dialogue. Initiate conversations with your supervisor. Bring issues out into the open and face it. Let me tell you something. You can cut off a whole lot of mess in the church if you just brought it directly to the people that were in charge. You can cut off a whole lot of foolishness in the church house if you just brought it directly to the people that are in charge. I'm going to help somebody today. The reason there's so much mess in the church is because people sit back quiet and they don't, and then watch this. And then when stuff finally happens, then all of a sudden, then there's a lynch mob. But see, you can end a lot of mess by just going straight to the source. You can end a lot of mess just by going straight to the source. But we like to sit back and act like we don't know what's going on, and then we sit back, you know, passive aggressively, and then we make comments and statements and we do stuff, you know. It's like I people say back in the day, you throw the rock and hide your hand. See, cowards throw the rock and hide their hand. Grown folk throw the rock and stand there and say, here I am, and I'm about to pick up another one. I'm gonna just let that sit right there for you. I'm going to let that sit right there. See, I ain't going to throw the rock and hide my hand. I'm going to let you know I threw it because just in case I missed, I'm going to pick up another. All right, let me. Y'all pray for the preacher. That was number three. Number four says this. Be an advocate. He says breakdowns happen when you break down your organization behind the scenes. He says great culture is fought for from everyone on your team. What would change if you stopped harping about how much you hated your job and started advocating for it? Even if you're not being led well, what if you brag on your leaders and the vision for the future? What if? But see, this is what we do. It's easier. See, we find it easier to criticize from behind the scenes. It's easier to criticize from behind the scenes than to publicly celebrate. But see, I don't want you publicly celebrating me and then tearing me down in the background. Just tear me down, period. I can deal with you tearing me down. See, we have those people that publicly applaud you, but privately, privately tear you down. Cowards. I'm gonna go back to what the prophet has said earlier. Cowards. That's what that is. That's exactly what that is. We got to do a better job. We got to do a better job of making sure that we're putting stuff in the proper. In the proper perspective, and making sure that we give people an honest assessment of what we're doing. Let's go number five, y'all. We got 3 minutes. Number five says this, own another's vision. Own another's vision. Sure, maybe there's tension. You haven't seen eye to eye with your leader or tried to give yourself 100% to the fulfillment of their vision. If not, give it a try. Something changes in you when you humble yourself and pour yourself out for another's vision. There are valuable lessons to learn in that process and just maybe a change of heart. Wow. That's good. Pour yourself into somebody else's vision. And here's the deal, and I can only speak for myself in these last 2 minutes. I've done that. Even when I knew the leader was wrong, I fully supported and I stood behind it. Did it come back to bite me in the end? Absolutely. But I never publicly or privately, anything I had to say about, I let him know up front. So you need to be able to do those things, man. That's what good leadership is. I don't want people around me. I don't need cheerleaders. I don't need cheerleaders. I need truth tellers. I don't need cheerleaders. Everything ain't gonna always sound great. Everything ain't always gonna come out right. I need truth tellers. Amen. Look, y'all bless me today. That's the end of the article. It's just the five little points. That was the end of the article. Y'all bless me. Make sure I give y'all a copy of the article because that way ain't nobody asking me later on. Let me put this in here real quick. Father God, we thank you right now, Lord. We thank you for the time that we shared today, God. We thank you for laughter on today, God. We just thank you for being able to speak to one another, God, being able to laugh with other God, to be joyous around each other, God. We just thank you for happiness and understanding. Right now, God, we ask blessings on all of those who play a part in this show, God, those in the background, those who watch, those who listen, those who come and listen later, God. We just thank you, God. We thank you for Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church that allows us to use this room as our studio and as our home base. God, we thank you for each and every member. We thank you for each and every person, God. We thank you for all those around us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Look, y'all, I got to go. This has been great. I appreciate y'all. I'm going to leave y'all with a little bit more of this song, My God is Dope. I'm going to give y'all a little bit more of that, man. That's all right. Y'all stay blessed, man. TTLO. We out. Hey.
My God is dope, 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 that's why we do the most, why we do the most, my God is dope, man, he the GOAT, yeah, he the GOAT, huh, my God is dope, my God is dope, my God is dope, my God is